Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Cloninger. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Torre and he is safe. Spangler steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloninger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kloninger hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Menke. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball towards left. Matthews settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matthews. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Astros 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0 for 2 in the game. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Cloninger moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cloninger moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cloninger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews is walked intentionally. Bowling moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley pinch hits for Bob Lillis. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a line drive towards the mound. Cloninger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spangler hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Astros 1. The Braves will come to bat. John Weekly now playing left field. Jim Wynn now playing shortstop. Jim Umbricht now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cloninger bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. May reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 8-1, Braves. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Aaron reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 9-1, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May now playing left field. Ty Cline now playing center field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 9, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Colt S. Stadium in Houston.